From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
We've been doing a lot of guest DJs lately and a lot of coverage of special events, and today we just want to go back to doing one of our favorite things, sharing awesome new releases with you.
And we've got a bunch of new music to share with you today.
In fact, it's probably a really good sign that I have several of the songs that we're going to be listening today stuck in my head.
That is a good sign. I like that.
As I listened to today's music, I noticed it all sounded very dreamlike, very relaxed, and like with almost an ethereal floating on the clouds quality.
Yeah, I felt that vibe too. It's very, very good change of pace because we've been doing a lot of high energy shows. So with this show, we can take a minute to relax, to space out a little bit.
I'm Jasmine Garza.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Relax your mind. This is Alt Latino.
Okay, to get things started in a very mellow vein, we're listening to Gabby Moreno from her new album, Illustrated Songs. This is a song called Ave Que Emigra. And you know, I really fell in love with this record because there's so much to her voice. A little bit of background about her. She was born in Guatemala. At 5 years old, she opened for Ricky Martin on a tour in Guatemala.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. When she graduated from high school, she moved to the U.S. and went to Los Angeles to attend the Musicians Institute. And that's where she started finding other musicians, and she started making her own records and finding her own voice, literally, because this voice really stands out, as you can hear.
She's very sweet and soulful. Y como uno se aferra a un pedazo de tierra, tarde o temprano llega, arde el aire sin tregua, cansados de estar corriendo.
What I really liked about her voice is that it's so pliable. And on this album, she sings in English, she sings in Spanish. And let's check this out. This is a couple of examples of how her voice adapts to different genres of music. And she starts out with a pretty much straight ahead ballad. Imagino que estás conmigo hasta el amanecer. Y tu sombra no se desprende de mí. So she goes from this dreamy, folksy, very laid-back feel to a cut that shows a tougher edge to her voice. I'm not gonna let them change my view. I said I'm not gonna let them paint me blue. Not this time. And from that blast of R&B to a song that reminds me of something from the 1920s. Bursting up above, a silhouetted dove. Of the burden we left behind. And I also like this Brazilian bossa nova feel that she sings in both English and Spanish. Río en tus aguas, me quiero sumergir. Desde hoy no me voy a arrepentir. Desde hoy no me voy a arrepentir. Next up, I want us to hear the song Segundo Día, or Second Day, by Ecuadorian-American artist Helado Negro, whose real name is Roberto Lang. And this is off of his new album, Canta Lechuza, or Sing Owl. Thank you.
had this song stuck in my head for a couple of days. It has like this David Bowie outer space floating quality. It also reminds me a lot of a Venezuelan artist that we've featured before on our show, Algodón Egipcio. Uh-huh. Like that kind of echoing heavenly sound.
He's an electronica artist, so his stuff is created completely in his head. And then through keyboards and electronics, his idea is to mix sound, like I always say, these really great, interesting sound collages. It's a great, great record.
To me, this track sounds like happiness, like just being elated. And the lyrics are also very surreal and poetic. He's saying, "Eyebrows with coffee-colored skin jump off of your face when I tell you the truth." So it's just very like a Salvador Dali painting. I think there's another theme in today's show. Artists, American artists who are of immigrant heritage and who grow up in these communities that are like cultural petri dishes. And Roberto Lang, or El Lado Negro, he is Ecuadorian American and he grew up in Florida. And, you know, his biography talks about all these influences he's had in Florida, not only from his parents' music, but from the music that was, you know, stewing in Florida with all the Cuban Americans, the Haitian Americans.
The Southern rock.
And I love that. It's like this little experiment.
We're pretty loaded with musicians who come from immigrant backgrounds, sometimes even in English. So we got a lot to listen to. This is great.
So speaking of which, the next artist we're going to listen to, Diego Garcia, is also the son of immigrant parents. He's Argentine-American. This is the song Under the Spell from the self-titled album, Diego Garcia.
Under the spell, can't you feel the warmth of spring? Can't you tell none of this will mean nothing? Other people are talking about what they're reading about you and me. Under the spell, the papers and magazines, a different version with twisted scenes, the lights and flashes that lead your way, with many rumors that fill your day. Under the spell, can't you feel the warmth of spring? Can't you tell none of this will be nothing?
I really love this song, and I love this album. You know, my first impression was, oh, no, this sounds like Morrissey. And I don't like Morrissey.
Let it be known.
But as I listened to it a few months ago, I was kind of going through a breakup myself, and I spoke to Diego Garcia, and this is an album about a breakup. And it made so much sense. You know when you're going through something in your life, and this band or this musician just puts music to your life, like creates a soundtrack to your life.
Right.
So it has like also a very Western twang. And I think that captures this emotion so well. Like it's so vast, but at the same time so personal. It's just so big that you can't share, really. And so expansive, but in which only you fit. And it's only yours.
That's the mark of all the great songwriters, to do what you just talked about.
He told me recently that he never intended to publish these songs. They were like a form of therapy. And he quoted author Lawrence Durrell from his book Justine, who said, "There are only three things to be done with a woman. You can love her, suffer for her, or turn her into literature." So he turned this woman into a wonderful record. Another thing I love about this album is that it kind of plays like a very well-made film. You know, we're in the day and age of MP3s and singles. And I think that takes away from the album as a whole narrative. When you buy an MP3 or a single, I feel like it's almost like you're just buying a chapter of the story.
Right.
But this album kind of, it starts out with him being totally devastated. And then it progresses, and as it progresses with each song, you kind of see what happened. And it ends, the last track of the album is him falling in love with this amazing woman.
You're right. Listening to the entire album is a great idea. In fact, you can hear the entire album on our website as part of NPR Music's First Listen series. You can find it just by going to our website, npr.org/altlatino. You know, that song speaks to another one of the themes in the show about Latin artists singing in English, because his album is completely in English. The next artist is also singing in English. This is a group called Y La Bamba, and they're from Portland, Oregon.
I tell you something that can sound very pedantic.
Okay.
This reminded me of one of my favorite movies by Fellini. It's like, because I'm very intellectual.
Yes, of course. Goes without saying.
The movie Amarcord. And there's right. This scene in which the whole village, everyone jumps on their little boats, on their rowboats, and they float into the, I assume, the Mediterranean Sea, just so they can watch this big Navy ship pass by. They all fall asleep on their little boats, and they've been playing music, and there's all this fog. It has this dreamlike, floating in the ocean on a boat quality to it, like a very rocking back and forth quality.
It's very deliberate, I'm sure, because the whole album sounds like this. The group is called Y La Bamba. Like I said, that singer, that voice belongs to a woman named Luz Elena Mendoza, who is Mexican-American from California, relocated up to Portland. It's not necessarily a Latin band, but they have, you know, Mexican elements in their music. She sings primarily in English. And this album is dealing with a tough separation that she had with her family over religious things. There's a lot of songs about longing, about loss, about desperation, but also about hope. And what also amazed me about this album was just the instrumentation. If you listen, this song is in waltz time, which is unusual.
Hence the rocking back
you know,
and forth,
there you
right?
go. Yeah, and the accordion, there's accordion there. There's sometimes there's an instrumental break in there where it sounds almost Tom Waits-like, and it's avant-garde use of unusual instruments. I really like this album. It's the whole package of lyrics, of a great voice, really wonderful musicianship. And I have to thank, name dropping here, Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, who turned me on to this album when we saw them recently.
He said, "You got a pretty good endorsement to have."
Yeah, he's a very talented producer. He's got great ears, and he didn't let me down on this one.
Awesome.
Thank you, Steve.
The soil soaks from the sweat dripping down from the weeping over. Thank you.
you, Felix. I really liked that. But check this out.
You could just let this one play, you know? It's just awesome.
So this is the electro-folk duo Lula Cruza and their new album, Circular Tejido. And this is the song Montañita, or Little Mountain. And this is a duo, Alejandra Ortiz from Colombia and Luis Mauret from Argentina. And funny story, Luis Mauret, it rung a bell, and then I realized that I went to school with him.
You did?
Yeah, he's like 6 years older. I possibly remember that because I had a crush on him.
Okay, if you're listening.
That's embarrassing. But amazing.
I really like the intricate folk stuff, the guitars and all the picking and stuff. Just the feel. I mean, there's not much to say about this.
Sweet.
It's just the whole package.
It's like a waterfall.
One of the things that stands out about this album is that it reminds me of an album by the Argentine musician Gustavo Santaolalla. He did a really great acoustic album called Ron Rocco, with all these great acoustic guitars and charangos and different folk instruments from South America. That's what this reminds me of.
Absolutely. And now for a big change of pace.
Uh-oh.
We've been doing songs that sound like dreams and relaxing. Here's a song that sounds more like a very frantic nightmare.
Thank you.
Nightmares are still dreams, so we're still dreaming.
It's dreamlike, but it's more sinister and frantic. This is Hello Seahorse, a band from Mexico, off of their new album, Lejos, No Tan Lejos, and it's the song Siete Días, or 7 Days. And one of the things I love about this band is Lo Blondo, who is the lead vocalist, and I feel like she has this falsetto that is almost very like a black and white movie. I don't know why. It makes me think of like Veronica Lake or...
Very filmic today.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
This is great. No, I can hear her voice and I can hear what that does. It's in production. The vocals are not right up front. They're part of like this sound pastiche again with the crazy keyboards, and the drums are not real bright and crisp right in front. So it's more like a cloud. So yeah, it's an effective use of the voice.
Do you like this?
I like this.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Because last time I played Hello Seahorse for you, I vaguely remember you not liking it.
things happen. I can change my mind.
Song actually reminded me a lot of a classic rock and español song that is also kind of nightmarish, and it's a good segue into a new segment we're premiering today on the show, which is our classic song of the week. And this week it's Lobo Hombre en París from the Spanish rock band La Unión.
This sounds like the 80s.
It is the 80s. This is the early 80s. It's well before my time, but it's a great song that still gets played on Latin rock stations, at least in Argentina, but I've spoken to other people, and it gets a lot of airplay. And La Unión was a very awesome Spanish rock band, and one of the things I love about this song is the lyrics. It's very, speaking of very filmic, mm-hmm. He's talking about the full moon over Paris and, you know, somebody who turns into a wolf, but he's also talking about a prostitute who is transformed by the moon, and it's very ominous, and it's like a Jack the Ripper film.
Huh.
I love this song.
I'm sorry, I just have a hard time with the 80s sound.
I'm
going to get all these people upset with me, but the whole 80s sound, because it's just always sounded so sterile to me, you know, because the drum sound is clipped, you know. I just listen to things differently, and, you know, the drum, it doesn't sound natural. That was when everybody's using electronic drums and a lot of
like
keyboard
stuff. Spoken like a true drummer.
You know, it's just that sound, I missed it. I didn't find a place for myself in the 80s sound. And so when I hear it now, like the Mexicans say, no me cae bien. It doesn't fall on me well. You know what I mean?
I just love the glamour and glitz and leotards and unitards of the 80s. It's gothy. It's more Depeche Mode, like the booming vibrato voice, like cada noche amanece en París.
That's very good.
You know, and he has that Spanish accent that is very like, I don't know. This isn't some like Tiffany.
I don't even know who that is.
Come on.
No, I don't.
You know
lost.
Who that is.
No idea.
I'm just saying, I think there's an art to this. There's beautiful lyrics, beautiful vocals. And you know what? It can't always be drumming, man.
Transformado en hombre a venir. For our last track, let's come back to the present with a band called Zoé. So tell us about Zoé.
So Zoé is a very popular rock band from Mexico, and this is a brand new album called Música de Fondo. It's an MTV Unplugged. And this is the song Soñé. And I love this song. It's about, you know, loving a person and constantly thinking about them, but that person not being in your life. And I think there's just something so melancholy and resigned about this song.
And you know, I think one of the things that happened with the whole MTV Unplugged series, and I think it works for these guys as well, is that it's back to the songwriting. If the band, if it has a harder edge, all that stuff stripped down, it's just guitars, and if the song doesn't hold up, it doesn't hold up. And in this case,
it holds up. Yeah. It's just beautiful.
Okay, Zoé takes us out in a semi-awake state. Very, very nice tune. I want to remind you that you can check us out on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
And our thanks again to our great producers, Mike Katzeff and Jessica Goldstein.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.